Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, here she is again. Thursday afternoon on Today FM Radio. Let's look at some telly. Let's see what's on the screens this weekend. It's Keira King. Keira King. Look, it's Keira King. Baby.
Oh, I like that at the end.
Do you like that? Do you like the little flourish?
A little ad lib there. I like it.
Thank you very much. Oh, so, come on now. Stop. We're sorry to drag you into this, actually. JP and I are in the middle of a row. We're in the middle of a fight on the phone this morning, and we haven't fully gotten over. We're
still, are fighting. Why?
You can probably detect there's a certain frostiness in the air. It's a work-related matter. We don't need to get mired in where he went wrong.
Whoa.
We don't need to...
I guess this fight's been about 5 hours old now, hasn't it?
Yeah,
about 5 hours.
If I was going to lean towards anyone to be on their side, I'd probably lean and be on JP's side.
Yeah, and you're dead right.
Do you know what? Could have been unsaid. That could have just been a given. Everyone does that. Like, if I say to my missus, I'm having a fight with JP, she's like, I'm on JP's side.
So, have you not noticed what the correlation is there then, so, Ray?
Oh, it's always my fault. Always. My wife does this thing at home where if we're having a row, she says, I bet you don't have a row like this with JP. She says.
Does she say that?
She does.
Really?
She does.
I've never heard you say that before.
And... We never row. Like in our 20 odd years together now. What is it, 25, 26 years?
25, yeah.
1999.
Are we talking about your wife or JP?
Oh, me and JP. Me and the wife row every 5 minutes.
Oh, right, okay, fine.
But me and JP, we've had maybe 5 fights. We were working out 5 fights over all the time we've been friends together. And we very, very rarely fight. And then when we do fight, it's instantly forgotten about. It's gone.
Good.
What's your best friend, Kira? Do you have a best friend when you have a fight? How do you resolve it?
I've gotten much better at apologising and holding my hands up and saying, listen, I'm sorry, I was in a really bad mood or I was triggered by something and I took it out on you. So I have to say I'm good at apologising or I'm good at knowing when I'm in the wrong. I'm usually not in the wrong though. So
I have not apologised. Do you know what? When I typed out that first response this morning...
We never apologise to each other.
Let me just see.
We just keep going at each other. And when I saw... By the way, who was the last person to text? Was it you or me?
It was you.
Still in the argument.
Yeah, that was you.
There was text after, but the last argument text, I think, was you. And then I was like, do you know what's going to happen now? If I text him back, he's just going to keep going. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to leave. I had a response. I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to leave it.
Do you see, can I just say, see the message if you're on WhatsApp, the one that I sent at 12:03, and see the way it says edited.
Oh, yeah.
The message starts, I'm not going to read the message, but the message starts with this. It starts, first of all, with, you know full well, dot, 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 and then the rest
was
of the message
goes on.
Was
there an effing in there?
No.
You know full effing well.
Do you know what the first line was that I edited out of that?
Does it begin with a D?
It does, actually.
Right, okay.
It was, don't get shirty with me. Then I delete. I said, hang on, I'll get rid of that. That's too much. That's escalating. Let's not bring it to that point.
Well, I replied then, you know full well. And I gave my reply, which was, you said!
Yeah.
Oh, we agreed this,
and
then
you
never came back, right? And then he replied then again to that one, and he said, well, I did tell you. And I thought, well, right, we've had 3 now texts over and back.
Guys,
and a fight on the shouting match on the phone.
Oh.
So I tell you what we'll do.
Okay.
I'm going to stop texting now because otherwise it's going to keep going.
Exactly.
So now, that's the thing that happens with us. Neither of us say sorry, but the row just stops.
Okay. I don't know if that's healthy, but anyway,
it
if it works
isn't.
For you guys.
And by the way, in rows, and it was in counselling, in therapy years ago, that someone said to me, say sorry. It's the biggest form of actually taking control of the situation.
That is true.
Because you take it off your shoulders and you give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can do whatever they like with that sorry.
And also, life is hard enough. You know what I mean? There's no need for conflict.
Yeah, not all sorries are created equally. Like, I'm sorry you feel that way is not going to end an argument.
I agree with that.
Me and Warren have always had this thing of if we'd have a row, Warren would say, I apologize. Instead of saying sorry, we're opening the cans of worms this afternoon, lads. She would say, instead of actually saying sorry, she'd go, I apologize. If she was pissed off at me, she'd be like, I apologize. And it's like, you know that's not a sorry. I apologize is not something normal Irish people say to each other when they're actually saying sorry.
That is true.
We say, now look it, I went too far there and I'm sorry. That's sorry. But I apologize is like putting it in an email.
It's kind of what JP said. It's like, I'm sorry that you feel that way. Yeah. That kind of, that's, it's got real. The same vibe. It's got the same buzz, yeah.
Well, I tell you, you and Chris were together. Your radio partner were together for years and years. Did you have any big fights?
We had one huge fight and we didn't talk for a while. And that was awful. And then we just started talking one day.
When you say you didn't talk for a while, did you still have to do a radio show together?
Yes.
So I did that one. Oh, yeah. Lads.
Oh no.
Forget what we're watching on telly this weekend. We'll just put it on the website. Because we're over.
This is
like
much better than anything on Netflix.
We're getting into it. No, but without getting into the details of the fight, when you're working on the radio together,
it's extremely hard because you're not in a relationship. Well, you are in a relationship with that person. You're in a kind of a radio marriage.
Yeah.
And you also have to perform together and you have to do a job together.
Yeah.
So it's extremely difficult when you're not on the same page or you're mad with each other.
Do you think over that couple of weeks that you were frosty with each other, do you think the listener would have known that you were a little bit off with each other?
We're so professional, I don't think
so. There we go.
Okay.
I have a feeling, do you know what? I think that if we were having a fight, which is something that we rarely do, really, but if we're because we rarely fight, but if we're having a fight and we were on the air, it would go the other way. Probably we'd be overcompensating for the fact that there's a fight.
Yeah.
And then the listener would probably be like, hang on, you two are getting on great.
Yeah.
You must be in the middle of a row.
To be fair, I don't think either of us ever bought any personal stuff on air.
Right.
Against each other, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Okay, yeah, me and JP do that all the time.
That's all I've got.
We're always at each other's throats. Yeah, we were saying that Ant and Dec apparently never fight. And James texted, actually. James texted and he said, I saw Ant and Dec fall out over a game of pool when I was an extra on Biker Grove.
There you go.
James, our boss, was in England, in Newcastle, as an extra on Biker Grove. And he saw Ant and Dec get into a fight with each other. Ant and Dec, who famously never fight. I said, what? He said, yeah, it got pretty fisty. Lots of F words said in a Geordie accent. It was funny.
But they were like, what, 19, 20 at the time?
Yeah, but they were fighting over pool, so they did fight, though. I mean, while they were still working together, they fought. Loads of F words in a Geordie accent. I'm trying to say, fortitude. Funkadelic.
Fortnite.
Fantastico.
That's a great story from James, by the way.
Thanks, James.
Spilling the tea. Love it.
Loving that. I have the secret, though, to a happy, platonic relationship.
And what is it?
Do a radio show together.
You just can't.
You have no choice. You just have to get on with it. That's it. And you know what? The 2 weeks where we didn't talk to each other, we had a row on the last day before going on holidays. And then the fight just kept going until we had to go back to work together.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.